Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service for this Good Friday. And the date is the 2nd of April, 2021. The message has been provided by me this week, and the theme for the message is "It is finished." And the reading is from John 19, verses 28 to 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it into his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. I'm sure, like me, you've often said with some satisfaction, "It is finished." Sometimes we hear children saying those words and we know that the opposite is actually the case. But this Good Friday, I want to just spend a few moments thinking about what Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished." This was the cry of Jesus moments before he gave up his spirit and died on the cross. But what is finished? What does this cry of Jesus mean? First, let's be clear about what "it is finished" means. It is three words in our language, but in Greek, it's only one. Tetelestai. Tetelestai means "it is finished." It is accomplished. It is completed. The work is done. It stands finished. It will always be finished. Tetelestai was an everyday Greek word. A servant would use tetelestai to tell his master that he had completed the work set for him. A priest would say tetelestai in relation to the sacrifice offered by someone at the temple, meaning it's perfect, it's accepted, it's done. A merchant would state tetelestai when a debt had been fully repaid for a purchase. It would mean paid in full. An artist would use this word tetelestai when he had completed his work. He would step back and exclaim, "Tetelestai, it is finished. The picture's completed. It's excellent work." So let us now turn to Christ and seek to understand what he meant by saying, "It is finished." Well, Jesus' life was finished. It was ended. He was a living, breathing human being. And we know from the Gospels that he was like any other man, except for sin. He ate, he drank, he slept, he walked, he preached and prayed. But now all that was finished. His life was at an end. In a moment he would die. In verse 30b we read that he then bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Sadly, when I worked in a home as a chaplain, I sat with many people as they have died. And it's always been the same. A fight for each breath, a struggle to hang on to life, a battle to the very end. Not so with Christ, according to Scripture. He submitted himself to death. He embraced death. He died willingly of his own accord. But then he had already stated that he would do this. He died willingly for you and for me. He died willingly so that his death would overcome the power of death in our lives and bring us the hope of salvation and the resurrection to new life. When people die at a young age, we often say that they leave much unfinished business behind. The world has speculated what JF Kennedy would have achieved if he had not been assassinated. Jesus also died at a young age, but his work of redemption was finished. And so he said, "It is finished." Jesus had completed the work that his Father had sent him to do on earth, and the work of salvation was complete. In John 17, verse 4, Jesus says this on the night before he died, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." Jesus had completed all that was required by the Father for our salvation. Everything that was needed to atone for our sin, a perfect life of righteousness to present as an atoning sacrifice, had been completed. Nothing more was or is needed. No other sacrifice is required. There is absolutely nothing you and I can add to the sacrifice of Christ. There is absolutely nothing you and I can contribute to the sacrifice that Jesus has made. Jesus has done it all, and that's why he said, "It is finished." Tetelestai can mean to bring to fulfilment, completion. In verse 28 of Luke 19, we read that Jesus, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled. It is finished. Let's have a look at a few of the scriptures fulfilled by Christ in order that it might be finished. Genesis 3 verse 15 says he should be of a woman's seed, and he was born of a woman. Isaiah 7:14, he would be born of a virgin. 2 Samuel 7:12-13, he would be of the line of David, and he was. Genesis 22:18, he would be the seed of Abraham, yes again. Micah 52, he would be born in Bethlehem, that's where he was born. Matthew 2:14-15 is the fulfilment of Jeremiah 31:15, that his birth would entail sorrow for others. Malachi 31 spoke of John the Baptist as the forerunner. Isaiah 35 verse 5 talks of the blind and the lame being healed. Zechariah 9 verse 9 talks of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem we heard of last week. Isaiah 53 verse 3 says that he would be despised and rejected by men. And we see that happening today. Psalm 22 talks of his crucifixion. Psalm 69 verse 21 talks of the drinking of wine vinegar. Psalm 31 verse 5, the committal of his spirit into the hands of his father. Zechariah 12 verse 10, the piercing of his side. Psalm 34 verse 20, his bones wouldn't be broken. Isaiah 53 verse 9, his burial in a rich man's tomb. Is this not enough for people to believe in Jesus? More than 300 promises, more than 300 prophecies about the Messiah had been fulfilled, and he could now say, "It is finished." The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The lost could only be found in a place of death and under the condemnation of God. Sinners could only be saved by one taking their place, bearing their sins. Those who were under the law could only be redeemed by another fulfilling its requirements and suffering its curse. Our sins could only be taken away by being blotted out by the precious blood of Christ. It is finished. This is what the Old Testament looked forward to, and it was accomplished. It was all accomplished in Christ on the cross. Isaiah 53 verse 6, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquities of us all. God laid my sins on Jesus. They are no longer on me. Sin there is in me, but the old Adamic nature remains in me until my death or Christ's return, because there is no sin in me. If a judge passed sentence on a criminal, then they're under sentence of death, and they would die. Everyone not born again outside of Christ has God's judgment upon them. But those who are in Christ and no longer under condemnation, the guilt, the condemnation and the penalty of sin is no longer upon them. Why? Because Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross. The guilt, the judgment, the penalty, the condemnation was transferred to our substitute. And because of this, it is finished. It is finished for you. It is finished for me. So this Good Friday, know again in your heart that it is finished. Christ has accomplished salvation, fulfilled scripture, fulfilled the requirements of the law, accomplished atonement, overcome death, and all so that you might have your sin forgiven and life eternal. This morning, know it is finished. And thank Jesus for doing that for you. God bless you all. Amen.